This whole thing is broke. It's interesting. It's useless now because I can't see what's happening. I think it's working. Okay. Sunday night. Tomorrow night we're not learning, and Amitz Hashem, Tuesday night we're starting Shmaitza. So what should we do tonight? We'll learn a little Gemara. What's wrong? What's so terrible? I forgot how to learn Gemara. Maybe we'll turn it into a Daf Yomi Shir. Okay, on the Flamet Amud Beis, the Gemara said that the Nafkamina between Abai and Rava. By the way, you know what would be nice, Rabbi Olsai? If you give David Cohn a call, he's sick. Give him a call. So just say, how are you? It makes a person feel like he's worth something. It's always good. He lives on Dolev. I'll give you his number after the Seder. Give him a call. If you don't want, you know, give him a call. He'll feel good. He'll feel good. You give him a call. David Cohn is his name. I'll give it up to Shear. What? I don't know what he does a whole day, but he looks at the Shear as like a very, that's his, like a, he his Chabura. This is when he learns, this is. Okay, so the Gemara said that it's totally in the Machlokes of Abai and Rava about Zor Shachal Truma. Now, Zor Shachal Truma, so you right away think of someone's truma, and that's what the Gemara assumes. Because you're talking about Komli Bedraba Minei. Now, I'm assuming that the reason the Gemara assumes that he took it from a Kohen is because if you eat truma that was not yet given to a Kohen, it's Momen She'en Lo Tovin, and there's no Chiyuv Momen. So there's nothing you talk about Komli Bedraba Minei. There's no Chiyuv Momen. So therefore, we would presumably be talking about a Kohen's truma that he was. Either, we'll see as we go through the Gemara, Rashi's, you can call it he stole it, you can call it he was mazik it, right? If I eat something of yours, you say I stole it, or maybe I stole it before I was mazik it, or maybe I was just mazik it and I didn't necessarily steal it. To steal something, you need a kinyan gneiva. That's one of the. Maybe it's strange, maybe it's not strange. If you would manage to take something away from someone else without making the equivalent of a Maisa Kinyan, then you would not be Mechuyev an Onsin. You might have to give it back for working on Shabbos Aveda, but you wouldn't have to pay for it. It sounds funny, but you would have to give it back, and maybe you're a Shai Mechinom even, because you have it. No, although maybe not without a Kenyan. But you wouldn't have to pay for it maybe if it got destroyed. If you destroyed it, you have to pay for it, you're a Mazik. So, but
like dragged it over somewhere in the lightning.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, if you didn't make a Maisa Kenyan, the Chi of Onsen of a Ganav comes about through a Kenyan. He does the equivalent of a Kenyan. Otherwise, maybe he's a mazik or a goyrim. He took it away from someone else. Maybe he made it into an aveda. But for him to be a ganov, it has to enter his rishus. And the Torah is a legal system. I'm not sure if you're happy with those words, but it is. The Torah is a legal system. And you have things like that. Like if you don't make a maisa kinyan, you're not a ganov. You could be a mazik, but not a ganov. To be a ganav, you have to have someone else's item that entered into your domain. And there are technical, legal, / halachic legal ways to effect that. And if you didn't make a Maisa Kenyan, if for some reason you were a wise guy, or by accident you didn't make a Maisa Kenyan, so then it did not legally enter your Rishus. And therefore the Chi of Onsin maybe is not there, because it didn't enter your Rishus. So you may have to pay out. Could be you end up being a groma, or if you were mazik it directly, you have to pay out mazik. Okay. Anyway,
so electronic theft would not constitute an
electronic injury. Theft would not technically be a ganav, but technically, you know, if there's no kinyan. Well, first of all, you're talking about, let's say, stealing software.
No, I mean, if you can steal something electronically, but where money gets transferred, you haven't touched it, you haven't seen it.
Well, no, it's not, yeah, but it went into your rishus. You see, Kenyan is not that hard to attain. If it went into your bank account, I don't know. Now you're talking about that no money really ever left your rishus. It's all, it's like I snuck into a bank. Let's forget about computers. I snuck into a bank, I erased the money that appeared on your account, and I wrote it, and I wrote in pen my account, and the bank has a certain amount of money at the end of the day, and they check their cheshbonos, and it all stims. It's just I erased it and I wrote it under my account. It's good. It could be it's only a grumma, it could be it's a garmi, could be it's garmi. It's a heavy grumma, because I directly did something. Yeah, but I'm saying the computer just confuses it. You can do it with pen and paper too. That's all it is. It's like you say, you sneak into the bank and you erase. You go into the grocery store. Yeah. And the Makola guy didn't count his money yet. Right. So he credited this guy, and you erase it, and you write it on your page, and he counts his money, and it all stims. So are you a ganav? I don't know if you're a garmi, you're a mazik. There's a lot of chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv. I think the real manifestation, the chilik, would most of all come if an ones happened. Because that a ganav is chayiv an onsin is already tricky. Like, why is he chayiv an onsin? A shoel is chayiv an onsin. Because kol hanor shelo, he borrowed it. Took it, so it's called an ashol. So a ganav is you learn it out from a pasuk. The svara, you could say a svara is like a shoyel. It's like called an ashalo. He has the use of the item because he stole it. But that you need. Yeah, but I don't know if a chiyuv owns it. Otherwise, I'll tell you, you have to pay. If I consume your item, so there's a chiyuv of nehene. So I have to pay for consuming your item. That's without Geneva. There's Mazik, there's Garmi. You know, but really, I think the most defining case where not making a Kenyan would technically get you off scot-free is if an oinus happened to it. A lightning bolt came down, and something happened to it. So normally you say it's the Bailam's tough luck. So the chiddush of Geneva is that there's a Kenyan Geneva and it's in your rishus, and you're like a shoyel and you have to pay for it anyway, even though an oinus happened. So that you wouldn't have if you avoided the Kenyan. But the other ways, one on one way is to skin a cat. One on one way to be mechayev someone. Saying we'll see in our sugya. Rashi throws all of the possibilities at you. He looks for a Kenyan, he calls him a mazik, and he says he's nehene. All of these things going on. Well, upon him, the Gemara starts off with a kasha. Omer Rav Chisda Moedir and the Chunya ben Akona, Begoinav Chelbo Shel Chadeiro. Rav Chunya ben Akona says, "Kamli B'Davim Bnei Bei Koris." Eating chaylev is koris, not Mises Bezla. But if you steal the chaylev and then you eat it, La'acholo Shehu Chayov Shekvar Nischayev Beginev Koydim Shaboli Dei Yisu Chaylev. There's two, you see, we talked about two things. We talked about the same ma'isa can't be mechayiv you misa and moment, and if the chiyuv is chal at the same time, misa and moment, it won't be chayiv. So here you have both qualities. You stole it, so right away the chiyuv moment was chal. And it's a different pool, it's a different action. You stole it, you made a ma'isa g'neva. Now you're eating it, it's a ma'isa achila. So there's no kamei b'drabim minei. Alma. The meidna da agbiye kanye, mischayev benafsho lahaviya da ochele. Ochanami bidna da agbiye kanye, mischayev benafsho lahaviya da ochele. The Gemara says, you see from Rav Chisda's statement that moidir Rav Chunya ben Akona, if you steal the chaylev and then eat it, you chayev, because the chayev came first, and the misa came, and the chorus came later. So here also the Gemara wants to know, why can you so just casually say that if you steal truma, to the din of kamei b'drabaminei, if you hold me to the shemayim, it's kamei b'drabaminei, l'chori you'll always have the same dynamic as Rav Chisda's case, where he stole it first and then he ate it.
majority understood somehow what is the together of human government. One that's the one is talking about. Just understood somehow it has to be.
It understood that it has to be at the same time. Or the same mindset. So you see here, I'm saying you have both qualities, you have both in your name. It's neither the same time and it's a different mindset. So it can be either way. Even if as the sugya develops, you see that either din is l'chayra enough, but here you don't have either. It's a different time and it's a different mindset. The question is, what is the Gemara has four extra lines. If you look at the Gemara carefully, it says, we see from Rav Chisda, Almon, the Miyid of Dag B'Kanye, Mishchai B'Nav Shal Abba, the Ochale. Hachanami, Miyid of Dag B'Kanye. Why does the Gemara need that for? What does the Gemara think it needs a proof to? What does the Gemara think it needs a proof to? I mean, you would say the same thing in your Svara. Alma, you see! Is it a chiddush? Get a sheet. You hear the question? Gemara has four lines, as if so. You see from Rav Chisda a certain thing. So we'll ask a kasha on what we said. What do you need a proof for? If I read pasuk, Rav Chisda is a pasuk. Rashi, you'll see a teretz. Rashi says, the Shita does not say this teretz, but I hold Rashi says a teretz in his words. Rashi says, yeah. Ulabaye potur, that's the Divya Maskal of Rashi. Ulabaye potur bitmiya. Nihi nami demisu bidei shamayim pateres mitashlum, and even if it were to be true. That means with Shemayim, you say, "Come, let me either way, Abaye wants to say, "I will heicha the ochil truma de gazela mi mifter hakida da agbei kanye the chayav b'tashlumin va'filu tisarev." That's what's important here. In other words, what would you say on your own? Rashi is implying, on your own, you would say he stole it, but then when he ate it, now he's not mechuya for the geneva anymore. Or let's say it got destroyed. He got destroyed, or he ate it. So you would say, he's not mechuyah for the geneva anymore, he's mechuyah for the here and the now. Right? So he's mechuyah ba'onsin, or he's mechuyah for eating it, for being mazikit. And then you say, kol lipidrava minei. So the chiddush is that when you do the geneva, when you do a ma'isa geneva, no matter what happens to the item, you mechuyah b'shas geneva, you mechuyah back then. So that's what the Gemara is proving with its Alma. And that's what Rashi B'Lashono HaTohar throws in those words, B'chayev v'tashlumen v'afilu tisarev. And you b'chayev v'tashlumen from when you stole it, even if it ultimately gets destroyed. And here it certainly got destroyed, he ate it. B'chayev v'naf shalava d'ochalei. That's what Rashi. Now, the Shita doesn't say that. The sheet that says a different teretz. Pirish kashalei le Talmuda to my pirche hizu. Pirish kashalei the Talmud to my pirche hizu. I'll keep the Amar Rav Chisda. Meider of Nechunya, but going of Chelbo Shafaber of Yopushu Chayov. Blay cuts of Amma Meider of Nechunya by Echel Chelbo Shafaber. Shita's bothered by a question. It's when you say Gonev Chelbo Shel Chavero Va'acholo, it sounds like you stole it, and then you changed your mind and you decided to eat it. But let's say you would have done one pa'ula of stealing it and eating it, like you took it and you ate it. So then it would all be called the Maisa Achila, it would all be called one Maisa, and that would be the Maisa that's M'chayev your moment. So how could the Gemara compare it to our case, where you're oichel trumas chaveiro? Maybe there it's talking about going of chelbo shal chaveiro, and then like even nimlach changed his mind and then he ate it. The lashon of going of chelbo shal chaveiro va'acholo is mashma he did two completely different things. Like it was, he changed his mind, says the Shita.
How can the Shita? Did it bend over to eat it or something?
No.
How did it get into his mouth?
Took it.
And
then he decided to eat it.
That's why, too.
Yeah, but since Rav Chisda said, Goinev Chelbo Shel Chavero Va'achol, he didn't say, Ochal Chelbo Shel Chavero. He said, Gonav Chelbo Shel Chavero Va'achol. So the Chorah, that sounds like he stole it, and then he decided to eat it. So maybe that's why you potter. But here it says, Oichel Trumas Chavero. So maybe even if he took it first, but he took it and he ate it. So that's all one mice.
How do you make it one mice? That's what I'm saying.
By his intending the whole time. That's what the Shita says. So you might say there's a chilek. So then he says, since Rav Chisda said, Shekavonus Chayev Biganeva, Koidim Shiyovali De Isra Achila, Midiyohiv Taima Lemilsi. If it was talking about he stole it and then he decided to eat it, you wouldn't even need to say that svara. Then it would be poshut, you know, it's not completely, no shaykhus one to the other. You wouldn't have to say shekvonus chayev b'gneiva koydim shiyovel deyisaskila. That you only, so the Gemara understood for davar poshut that Rav Chisda was talking in a case even when in one fell swoop, as they say, one mice, he stole it and he ate it. So then we say Shekvonis Chayev Biganeva Kodim Shiyovli Deyisaskila. So then you say, oh, so how come here also not? Again, the Shita says that the Gemara really could make a very simple chilek between the two cases, because since Rav Chisda's lashon was Gonev Chelbo Shel Chavero Va'acholo, and not Ochal Chelbo Shel Chavero, which would have been the more natural thing to say. So it's talking about even a case where he stole it, and then Nimlach, he changed his mind and decided to eat it. So maybe that's why you say that the two parts are not connected. And you don't say Komlev Begrava B'nei. But by us, we're talking about Truma. It's talking about Ochal Trumas, Ochal Trumas, or Shachal Truma. So he did it in one fell swoop, so maybe it's Komlev Begrava B'nei from the beginning. So that's why the Gemara has to say Alma. The Alma comes from his Lashon. The Lashon is Shekvonus Chayim B'Geneva Koydim Shiyovel Yisaskila. Why did he have to say that for? Poshut, if he did two different Maisim and he was Nimlach, so it's a Dover Poshut Ad Lama'od, right? The Dover Poshut Ad Lama'od, that it's two different things. So Alma, since he said Shekvonus Chayim B'Geneva Koydim Shiyovel Yisaskila, since he said it that way, so you see that even if it's one mice or one fell swoop, still we say Shekvonus Chayev B'Geneva Kodem Shiyovel Deyisaskila. So that's why you can't give a teretz anymore. And even Oichel Trumas Chaveiro will also have that Shekvonus Chayev B'Geneva Kodem Shiyovel Deyisar Achilas Truma. That's the Shita. So we said, but Rashi says a different teretz. I hold Rashi, Chayra is saying that you shouldn't think that the Kamei B'Gabi B'nei is Chal, because it's Chal now. It's not that the Chavetz got destroyed, you're Mechuyah for what happened now. Not for the Geneva. If you steal something and then it gets destroyed. So maybe you're Mechuyah, the Chiyah is Chal now. Who said the Chiyah was Chal then? So you see in Rashi, the Chiyah was Chal then, L'cheshe Yisarev. That's what Rashi says. L'cheshe Yisarev. So you say, come on, you got a minute. Because the chiyuv is chal then. It's an interesting concept. It's chal then, lich she yisarev. You don't look satisfied. So Rashi clearly is saying that. To me, it's possible that Rashi is coming to answer this question. The question is, why did the Gemara have to have a whole arichus?
Why
you brought the chalav case. You brought the chalav case to prove a point. But you didn't have to speak out alma. The point is simple. Maybe he didn't even have to bring it at all. Like, certainly the whole Alma, like you see from Rav Chisda, kach v'kach, so here also kach v'kach. What do you see in Rav Chisda that's so earth-shattering? He, the Shita wants the Gemara to just say, just from Rav Chisda without explanations. Yeah, but why do you have to have the Alma? Why did the Gemara have to speak out that it's because we're able to extrapolate, to extract some sort of chiddush din? We're able to extract it from Rav Chisda. What are you able to extract such a chiddush din? He doesn't say much. So we said at one shot in Rashi that he's talking about the chi of moment, the chi of moment of later. The moment of later for when it gets ne'enas. So that's how you would say it's chal later. And you do say kamli b'gabi b'nei, there it is, it's chal when you steal it. You mechuyev now for money if it gets destroyed. L'cheshe yisare, Rashi says. So that's why there's no kamli b'gabi b'nei. So that's the alma. Shita doesn't say that, no mention of it. Obviously it's wrong. The Shita says that the reason is, because you might say that the case by Rav Chisda is talking about Nimlach, change his mind. So there certainly you say that there's two different things, no shaykhs to each other. Why should we say Kamli B'Grabami? So that's what the Gemara says. But then Rav Chisda would not have had to say Shekvar Eschaya B'Gnei B'Kaidim Shavu Deyes Eskil. He would have just... He maybe wouldn't have had to say anything. He wouldn't have said anything. Since he said Shekhman Eschayev is mashma, there's really a dynamic here pushing for Kamli B'Drabba Minei. There's a koach for Kamli B'Drabba Minei. There's something that would have us say Kamli B'Drabba Minei. But we don't say it. Alma, we don't say it. So the Shekhman says, yeah, because that means Rav Chisda is going, even if you took it in one fell swoop, it's gone. You took it and you ate it. So you might say there that it's all one ma'aser, that ma'aser is mechayev you momen, so the chiyuv momen was chal right away. The mechayev momen is chal later, and that's what you say. No, even if you do it in one fell swoop, you say that not only nimlach. Even do one fell swoop, we do not say kamli b'gabi
b'nei.
Well, that's what we say. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay. Everybody's tired. No, we're gonna see plenty of ksubas. See ksubas, a lot of chulin, a lot of ksubas, a lot of chazaka.